In this segment of our regatta interviews, I spoke with longtime local paddler Steve Collier from Cooperstown. Steve is paddling with his son John and is hoping to enter the 2100 Mile Club this year.
How did you get into this canoeing?
A friend of mine talked me into it, Russell Aaron, and we canoed a little bit on the Susquehanna in his kayak, and it seemed like it just intrigued me. And having had a brother, an older brother that was quite talented in organized sports like baseball and basketball, my dad always was hoping I would be able to fall in his shoes. I never really just didn't have the same kind of talent as he did, but I realized that this the canoeing kind of something that I could manage, and I realized it was not just a total talent sport. It was something that was, your success was driven by your commitment more than it was by your God-given talent. So I figured I could do the commitment part, but even though if I didn't have the talent, I could work at it. And next thing you know, we did one canoe race together, relay race, and did another relay race, and I heard all the stories about individuals going down certain parts of the river, just having been a young kid that lived along the Susquehanna River up near Hyde Park. It always was something from a younger time when we had cabins over there next to the river, just dreaming about, you know, being able to get in a boat and go up the river and scoot around, and it'd be adventurous, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, just having the opportunity to be in a canoe and travel miles down the river was just was exciting. And of course, the other thing about the cabin on the river was, I think when I was in sixth grade, it might have been the first year they had the General Clinton Canoe Regatta. We were we stayed overnight at the river and watched the canoers go down through, and you know, it was intriguing.
You've completed this race 29 times,
right?
And what is so appealing about the General Clinton for someone to do it 29 times?
Well, it's a funny, emotional roller coaster ride, really, because even every year as I get to think about getting prepared for it, because it's certainly not something that you hop in the boat the day before the race and think you're going to complete. I mean, even if you were going to do it just to say you did it, it might be a good idea to have a little practice under your belt. Just the feeling of accomplishment at the end, I guess it just is what drives me to want to do it another year. There certainly haven't been any lately, haven't been coming away without trophies, and I think some people say, well, why do you keep doing it? If you're in that kind of place, why do you do it? It's like, I guess I don't really understand why I do. And it's just something that, it's a drive, and every year you say, well, maybe next year I can do a little better. And I have competed with a number of different individuals. I think at one point in my life I was a threat for others. When we were really into it, we'd go down through and we'd say, we can handle them. You know, there's a tough team. Always trying to picture where you're going to finish in the overall competition. Nowadays, I'm always do the best I can for what little time I have to prepare. I'm pretty much away from home almost all week long, so opportunities for practice pretty much fall on weekends only.
Well, I hear you have five children,
yes.
And has it been a family affair?
Oh, yeah. Not sure my kids actually understand what Memorial Day is about, or really. They understand that what the celebration of Memorial Day is really for. I mean, to them, it's the canoe race. They have all followed me down through.
In 2006, you had a serious medical issue. What was that, and how did you overcome it?
It was a stroke in my cerebellum, and it was early enough in the year, so that about April time or so, I just felt, you know, that inner drive to participate in the canoe race yet one more year. And my wife agreed that if it was something I really wanted to do, then I should do it. And we coughed up a little bit of money. I bought a canoe machine. I thought it would help me with my balance, because that was the thing that I really lost, mostly in the stroke, with my balance. And so we worked at that. She was very helpful. She was certainly my support individual in recovery from the stroke. And, you know, I can't say that whether it was the right thing to do or not. I guess it was, because I came through it fine, and I did participate in the race. Interesting now, one of the most exciting parts about participating in the canoe race is you come to, like, the Portlandville Bridge or the Oneida Bridges, and the bridges are lined with people. You look up and you try to pick out individuals on the bridge that are cheering for you. For whatever reason, since I've had my stroke, can't look up anymore. I lose my balance, so straight ahead.
So you overcame that, and you actually paddled that year and completed it.
Yes.
How does it feel knowing that you are going to be only one of a very select few that have completed the Clinton 30 times or more I think there's only 7 right now. I mean, that must really feel pretty good.
It does. It does. I remember as I wrote an article one time for the hospital. When I worked at the Bassett Hospital, they offered a course for improving our writing skills. And I wrote about the General Clinton canoe race. And I think my goal then was to finish 10 times. I sometimes think, gee whiz, 10 times. I don't know if I'll ever stop. I'm not sure. I've told friends sometimes, well, when are you going to give that up? And my answer usually is, well, when I don't have any arms to paddle with.
I mean, it's like an addiction.
It absolutely is an addiction. It's actually a love-hate addiction, because at this time of year, as you're preparing, you realize you have to prepare, and, you know, if it requires sacrifice. I have a small farm in addition to my full-time job. I work for Johnson & Johnson. I support laboratory equipment. I train individuals how to use our equipment, and if I'm oftentimes away at hospitals during the week. And then I come home on the weekend, I have fences to build and hay to collect and whatever else is associated with farm life. And I have to fit in at least an hour and a half or 2 hours a day practicing on Saturday and Sunday. So, you know, it's like, you know, you don't want to do it, but you realize you have to do it. If you made the commitment you're going to do the race, then you've got to pay the piper in order to be prepared for the race.
I want to congratulate you on such an accomplishment, and I know you're going to finish this year, and we'll be cheering for you, and good luck in getting to 30.
Yeah, thank you. I'll look you folks up when I get to the finish line.
Cheer on Steve and John in canoe T14 in the men's 50 and under comp cruising division. And good luck to Steve, who's hoping for his 30th regatta finish, and John, who will complete number 14. For Regatta Coverage 2009, I'm Craig Stevens on WCDO.